Welcome. I thought it would be nice to catch up with a glass of wine as we are all stuck in our apartments, and let's be honest, that's all what we are doing, at least that's what I'm telling myself. Bring another glass. No, just kidding, but I wanted to make another YouTube video and I kind of hated how it all looked and the setup. So I decided to make a podcast instead, and I wanted to talk to you about two things actually. I decided to do it like a little personal too, and obviously there will be stuff about art and art market, but let's maybe start with the more personal things. So I'm back in Europe. I left New York like 2 weeks ago. Obviously, I'm quarantined and it's almost over. And the kind of more personal things I wanted to talk to you about is how to deal with it and just not go crazy. Obviously, my plans changed a lot. I was not supposed to be where I am right now, but that's just life. And we are all in this together right now. No, like none of us has any power to change the situation, and like we just have to accept and make the best of it. So, like the few tips maybe how to survive the quarantine. The first one would be like I guess the most important one. The first one is something I started doing pretty recently, and now I do it every single morning, and like it really is helping to just basically list every single thing you can come up with of the things you're grateful for. And this is really setting the mood for the rest of the day and making you actually focus on the things you have instead of things you don't have. And especially in such a hard times when there's just so many informations about all the bad stuff which are happening, we can actually go into this like black hole of the like super negative things. And at the end of the day, it's just our lives and our days. And yes, there is a lot of bad things happening, but this should not stop you from actually trying to make the best of the day you have and trying to just keep you sane and positive and like happy. Because you have the whole right to be happy. So, like every single day when I'm making breakfast, I say out loud every single thing I can come up with, which I'm grateful for that I woke up and that I have a place to live, that I have such an amazing family and friends. And there is just so much we have, and we tend to forget about it and focus on the negatives, especially now. So this is one super important thing, and thing which is really making a huge change in how the rest of your day goes. The second thing is I don't really watch the news. I would check once in a while some online platform and see what changed, but very rarely. I've noticed that I tend to overconsume the news when I watch it and when I'm checking it pretty often. Like I just go deeper and deeper and I cannot really stop. So I made a decision to just stop watching the news. This I've noticed is really helping as well. And the third thing will be just messaging and calling every single friend and like person who is important to you. Just try to like call as many people as you can and text as many people as you can to just show them that you're here for them too, that they have somebody they can talk to. And like don't expect people to get in touch with you. Do it yourself before they would even think about it. And like really try to be connected with as many people as you can, and also stay connected with like your true friends and the people which are important to you in your life. And this leads us to the second part of this podcast, which will be the future of the art world. So I have this theory that maybe there is actually two art worlds. The real one, when mega sales happens with only few players, and the fake one where everybody's just pretending to be in it, but no one is really selling anything and no one is really buying anything. And that there is maybe something exciting what's gonna happen in the future, that the art world will have to stop pretending, and maybe when it will stop pretending and be more humble and real, it will attract more real sellers and more real buyers. And this is my kind of very optimistic view on the future of the art market, because we all know that like soon we'll have to face a pretty bad economics and like unfortunately a crisis probably, and it will definitely hit the art industry, as you know, you don't need art to survive basically. So let's try to like focus on the opportunities and the good stuff which this may cause. And one of them is exactly like this thing of art market being more transparent and honest. And I think that will be great. I've experienced many situations when being like a 28-year-old person working and trying to buy artworks for the people I work for, I was like judged and really had to persuade people to actually give me the price. And it was extremely frustrating. And this is something which should never be the case. And this is something I really hope it's gonna change. So yes, I am young, but I was still trying to make a deal. And I can only imagine how many people could be like so discouraged of this kind of behavior. And this is so true, that the art world is so like is super exclusive, and I would really say it's also super uninviting, and it's just like, you know, it's just a life behind a closed door for some people. And yes, the art world on some level it is supposed to be exclusive, and it is supposed to be only for few like super rich collectors, let's say, but there are like other levels to it with contemporary art, for instance, which actually for me should be way more transparent and way more inviting. And if it would be more inviting, there would be more people who would be interested in actually buying it, and there will be way more young collectors. Because trust me, collecting art is just so much fun. It's so cool to buy like those pieces and see how the price is growing. And this is something which should be available for like way more people. And the lack of transparency is just making it hard for us to buy art. And this is something I really want to advocate for, and I really hope it's gonna change. Because, you know, it will have to, because it will be super hard for the galleries to make any sales. Like, so far, buying art is super intimidating, and hopefully this will change. Definitely the art world will have to be more digital friendly, really try to find the new outlets. I really don't think it's gonna change that drastically. I don't think there will be so much art sold online. I am pretty sure the art fairs will still be a big part of the art market, and like if not bigger actually. And like you need to see what you're buying basically, and seeing a painting is way different than just seeing it online on your screen. And for sure, this is like, I think this is not gonna change. What will change is, I really think, the transparency and just the market being more open. So this is a very optimistic view on the future of the art market, but why would we seek the negatives if we can try to make a change and if we can all work to make the art market a better place? So yeah, just to sum up, I know that like art is not essential. We can all live without art, and there is a lot which is going to change. But maybe it will, like, some will change for good. So let's hope for that. This podcast was supposed to be a video, as I said before, but it is what it is. Thank you for listening for this, like, the shortest podcast ever, I guess. And we'll see what comes next. Again, thank you so much and have a lovely day. Also, if you have like any comments about what I said and about like any topic I touched, please write me a message on Instagram or on Facebook, and I'm super happy to reply. And yeah, again, thank you and bye bye.